Hi, and thanks for listening to KSUT. I'm Sarah Flower. We are joined here with Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, getting our weekly update about what's happening around the area and what's coming up for the week ahead. Hi, Leanne. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me, Sarah.
I think this is really important, and I so appreciate your time in doing this. I think our listeners really value this, and it's something that we need to hear about. What I'd like to talk about today is things are baby stepping into opening up. We have heard so much from the press side of things and from the governor's orders about keeping things to 65% social distancing in order to keep our healthcare system not overloaded and to keep those numbers low. What does that mean to the average person?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. I think it is really, it's a hard concept, and I don't think this is something that any of us talked about before COVID-19. So I do appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. You know, we know that in March, as Americans started to get familiar with this pandemic and things that could happen, people naturally started staying home and limiting their social interactions. And we saw about a 50% reduction of opportunities to transmit infection. That's essentially what social distancing is. It's limiting the opportunities that you're interacting with other people and where you could be spreading infection. So people started to do that naturally. Then, different states created stay-at-home orders at different paces, depending on how the virus was impacting different, states and communities. And then Colorado went into a stay-at-home order. And, out of the gates, we saw about an 80% success of social distancing, right? So we saw that we limited our interactions and our ability to transmit infection by about 80%. What happened was, over time, we do need to reopen the economy. We need to, get back to as much normal business as possible, because it's so insanely challenging to practice social distancing, right? It's the opposite of what we do as human beings. So as we try to gain control of the infection, understand what the impact would be on our healthcare system, as well as build up good public health practice around containing the disease, that's when we can start reopening. But we're not at a point yet where we can reopen everything. So what the governor's office now is saying is that, we can still keep our healthcare system from being overwhelmed if we manage 65% of social distancing. Some of the modeling says that if we manage 55% of social distancing, but older adults and people with underlying conditions still had 80 to 90% social distancing, we would also not overwhelm our healthcare. So it's this very complex, concept, but really the takeaway is that we should still be staying home as much as possible. And if we're older or we have underlying conditions, we really should be staying home. And then the last piece is that when we're out, we should be wearing our face coverings. If we, acknowledge that when I cover my face, I am potentially an asymptomatic carrier of COVID-19. And anytime I'm out, if I think about that and cover my nose and cover my mouth, then I'm protecting you and anyone else that I come in contact with, and I should still be limiting my trips out, as much as possible.
It's tricky. I feel like the language, everybody's interpreting what this percentage means and what that looks like and what I'm comfortable with and what families I'm going to start hanging out with again and how I'm going to commingle and introduce. Everybody's interpretation of this looks so different.
It's difficult, and, we've talked about this before. COVID-19 is a novel virus. So we don't know everything about it. I think when you and I first started talking, I would say we're 90 days into studying this. I think now, as a public health community, we're probably 120 days, maybe a little bit more, into studying it, but there's still a tremendous amount of unknowns. One of the things that we do know, though, is that, social distancing has been just really, really hard on everyone, and it's not the strategy that we want. So we're expecting some new orders from the governor's office this week. I believe that they're going to come out today, and they're going to address some of the things that people in Colorado communities and tourist communities have really been asking for. And these include, some guidance for outdoor recreation, guidance for swimming pools, maybe guidance for hot springs. We're expecting some sports league guidance, and then super important, we're expecting some refining of guidance around churches and other houses of worship. So again, we keep, you know, offering more guidance, taking steps, but the goal is to take those steps in, you know, small and safe ways until we learn more about where this is going next.
So until those orders come in, San Juan Basin Public Health kind of looks and see what is more appropriate for our region. Or how does that look in those steps of reopening?
We'll get these, expect to get them today, and that today, Monday, and then they'll be out for 48 hours. And that will give, individuals opportunity time to provide feedback to the state. And then they'll finalize the orders Wednesday night, and then Thursday is when they'll go into effect. And the idea is if all of this guidance can come out with really clear language around what we can still do to prevent transmission of infection, we'll be able to continue to take these steps. So what we're expecting at San Juan Basin Public Health is to support the new guidance as we remind the community, you can get back to pieces of normal life and keep your 6-foot distance and wear a face covering and wash your hands and practice good hygiene. You know, the guidance will look really different for outdoor activities than indoor activities, because right now the science is telling us that outdoor is safer than indoor. So again, you know, it's make the changes and then kind of measure over 14 days, what does that do to the caseload in any community, and then see what changes we're going to make next.
And it's both, right, of not wanting to transmit the disease and then also not overload our healthcare system, especially in a rural community. I feel like we're under a different beast than other cities are.
Well, I think that that's absolutely true. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all sharing healthcare because, you know, if we had overburdened healthcare here, then we would transfer patients to someplace else. So, you know, this is all of our responsibility. I don't think any community can say we have enough healthcare here because we're all in this together.
Leanne, the other thing that I wanted to jump in on is that whether it be in Archuleta and Pagosa Springs, your new relationship with Access Health System, and then as well as Mercy opening up another location, the testing has really been expanded throughout our Southwest Colorado.
And this is great news for containing cases, right? If we can find cases and contain them as they occur, then again, that offsets the hard work of social distancing we were all having to do. So with increased options for testing, we should be able to find more cases and box them in. So if you're experiencing fever, chills, aches, cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, you know, the loss of taste or smell, any upper respiratory infection, you know, signs and symptoms, and GI signs and symptoms, so nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, please go in for a test. If we find that it's COVID-19, we will help you quarantine and isolate successfully.
Will there be an opportunity for asymptomatic to come in where anybody can come in and get tested?
We are doing that currently. San Juan Basin Public Health is doing that with high-risk businesses that we know have a tendency to be hubs of transmission. So we are working with high-risk businesses for asymptomatic testing, and we're adding asymptomatic testing to close contacts of individuals who have tested positive. So again, as testing becomes more available and we do more of the asymptomatic monitoring in addition to ability to test people that are symptomatic, we're going to get a whole lot better at boxing in cases, which will keep us from having to do all of the horrible social distancing we've been doing.
Is there anything else that you want to add or clue us in for the week or what's to come?
Look for the new orders. We expect some new businesses, and that is all in the context of continuing to, you know, do the hard work this community's done. And, you know, we always end with a big thank you because we've done a really good job taking this seriously as a community, and we need to continue, you know, keep up the work. We're still in a critical time in this, and we're all doing the best we can to get through it.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT. If you would like to ask Leanne a question, you can do so by checking out KSUT's Facebook page or sending an email to news@ksut.org.